the Canadian Bitcoiners podcast is just two guys and maybe a guest or two discussing Bitcoin, Bitcoin equities, and the related macroeconomic space. It's not meant to be financial advice, so please, if you're doing any investing after listening to our program, do your own research, do your own due diligence, and understand that any money you invest can be lost. The show is meant for entertainment purposes only, and we hope you enjoy the program.
Hello, Bitcoiners, and welcome to another show where we do a wrap-up on Bitcoin miners and Bitcoin-related equities, all part of the CBP Media Network. Today is October the 27th, and my apologies for not getting out these episodes. I've been rather busy lately, so here we are. This episode is going to talk about just one topic, and it is, of course, Core Scientific. What a mess this company has turned out to be. Some really bad news came out from their camp. We'll be talking about this and a little bit about the history of Core Scientific in just a moment. So stick around because this is going to be a telling episode. And we can't go any further without talking about the sponsor for today's show, which is ShakePay. It's a great place to buy and, of course, never sell your Bitcoin, but you could if you want to, thanks to ShakePay. And if you open up an account with our referral code below, and if you buy $100 worth of Bitcoin or the competing altcoin they have on the ShakePay platform, ShakePay is going to give you $10 added to your account, no questions asked. And one bonus you get for opening up an account with our referral code, you unlock the ability to open up the ShakePay app and shake your phone, and you'll get partial Bitcoin known as Satoshis. Do this on consecutive days, and the amount of Satoshis you get on a daily basis increases to the point if you do it for 365 straight days. The rewards, 1,000 Satoshis per day, per shake, not too bad. Another great way to stack sats is, well, use the ShakePay Visa card where you go out and use the Visa card, the ShakePay Visa card, for purchases like gas, groceries, whatever. The first $5,000 you purchase, 2% of that purchase will be returned back to you in Bitcoin. And everything beyond that will be 1% returned back to you in Bitcoin. Not too bad. And another good way to stack sats is to team up with other ShakePay users with the Shake Squads, where you could team up with up to four other ShakePay users. And anytime anybody in that Shake Squad uses the ShakePay Visa card, everybody in the squad will be rewarded with 42 sats. And also, if you every time you use your ShakePay Visa card, you run the, well, not risk, but the potential of getting the whole thing purchased, comped in Bitcoin. So you spend $100, and if you get lucky and shake paid, well, $100 of Bitcoin is going to be added to your account. Not too bad. And the last thing to have is a Shake Earn rolling out to just about all users, from what I understand. Put some Canadian dollars on their account, on your ShakePay account, and every week you'll be rewarded with some partial Bitcoin. Not too bad. ShakePay is a great place to buy Bitcoin and stack Bitcoin just by doing some very simple tasks. So we recommend opening an account if you haven't already done so. And if you haven't, use our code below. All right. So with the formalities out of the way, let's get hashing. And for the main event, the only story I have to talk about today is Core Scientific. And this is a company that I've talked about it quite a bit. And in my more recent videos, I've been very concerned about the debt, the enormous amount of debt that they're carrying. And given that the cost of carrying debt gets more costly these days versus, say, 8-9 months ago, a company like Core that has all this debt, it's very, very, it's a huge burden to carry. And here we are. There's now talks that they may be filing for bankruptcy. Imagine that, the largest publicly traded Bitcoin miner by hash rate might be declaring bankruptcy. Wow, let's take a look what's going on. So the shares plummeted earlier today when it announced that they are exploring bankruptcy, and it dropped 75% at the open. So 75% is an absolute disaster that it dropped. They say that they're going to be exploring bankruptcy if the financial conditions don't improve. They anticipate their cash reserves will be depleted by the end of the year, possibly sooner. they say that they will not make payments, this is really bad, in late October and early November with respect to several of its equipment and other financials. That's absolutely horrendous. They say that creditors may decide to sue the company for non-payment or take action with respect to collateral. This is where they're trying to make chicken salad out of chicken shit here. Check this one out. With the substantial decline in mining rig prices in 2022, we believe there is a significant chance the creditors holding the debt decide to restructure instead of taking possession of the collateral. Really, they're saying that they're going to be able to continue to do business just by simply restructuring debt should everything go as planned. I'm not sure this is going to be the case. They are correct that the price of equipment has dropped tremendously in comparison to where it was earlier this year. But the creditors are going to be the ones steering the ship here, what they want to do and how they want to achieve that goal. What's going to happen to Core Scientific? A, should they declare bankruptcy? And B, what's going to happen in a court? That's going to really be the end result of what happens with this company. Is it going to be chopped up? Is it going to be simple debt restructuring and they're going to be able to continue doing business moving forward? I do not know. But there's more to it. There's a heck of a lot more to it. And let's talk about it. So would you go back in time? I'm going to go to the very, very genesis of Core Scientific, at least with respect to the publicly traded side of things. They came into existence through a SPAC in January of 2022, January 20th, to be specific. And at that time, the end of 2021, they had 6.9 exahash per second. Now they have over 22, I think it is, the last I saw. So they've grown a tremendous amount in 10 months, and all due to cheap debt. So that's really a good way of doing business, I suppose, when debt is cheap, and when it's not, it's a very challenging way of continuing to do business. And another thing that's really hampering them, well, Core Scientific not only does their own self-serving hash rate, but they also have hosting service that they provide to a client. And one client in particular was Celsius Network, the famous Celsius Network that declared bankruptcy. And Core Scientific is saying that they are losing approximately $53,000 per day to cover the increased electricity tariffs that Celsius refuses to pay. And this is all going through the courts right now. Celsius is claiming that Core Scientific delayed the rig deployment and supplied them with less power than under contract. And in terms of what's being filed here with the courts, the total amount for the last 2 months, August and September invoices, is $2.1 million. That's outstanding money owed to Core Scientific. A lot of money that's hoping to be paid from a company that is in bankruptcy filing or in bankruptcy procedures. And this is going to be the whole dispute between Celsius and Core will hopefully be resolved, or at least talked about in a hearing next month. So there you go. And so I talked about Core Scientific, that they're broken down into two different silos. They have their own hash rate that they keep for themselves, and they mine their own Bitcoin, which they happen to sell. And I'll talk about that in a moment. But they also have the other silo, which they provide hosting services to clients. And it looks like Celsius was one of them that just didn't pay the bills. And this is something that's going to have to be resolved in the courts. Moving on. So from the history of Core Scientific, and you could kind of see, to get to the point where they are right now with respect to filing bankruptcy, the writing was on the wall. They sold off 7,000 Bitcoin back in June, and they sold it at a price of around $23,000 per coin, and that raised about $167 million. Now, they at the time, they had a heck of a lot of Bitcoin on their balance sheet, and they sold off a lot of it. Not everything, though, but a lot of it. And I'm going to just go on a little bit further, and I'll explain what it is I see here, what I saw. The hash rate, though, once they sold off the Bitcoin, it's no longer in the book. So they were selling Bitcoin that they mined. They mined Bitcoin, and every Bitcoin that they mined, they sold. And even more, in fact, they kept drawing into whatever Bitcoin reserves they have. And the amount of Bitcoin they've been mining recently has been lower than it used to be because the hash rate has gone up quite a bit. And if you look at the hash rate here, it's at an all-time high, and it just continually goes up and up and up and up. So that's what's impacting Core Scientific's ability to mine Bitcoin on a daily basis. Either 40.3, 37.8 Bitcoin for this day, 38.9, 40.9. They were getting as high as like the mid-40s at one point, 41, 41, 39, 41. So they're losing out on 3, 4, 5 Bitcoin per day. And this adds up over a period of 1 month. So this is when they mined 47. That was a daily high. So you can see like the hash rate went up around here. They were mining 45, 43, 45, and then 47, and then it goes down to 41, 38. So that hash rate increase that everybody else is plugging in their miners is negatively impacting Core Scientific. So they're not mining as much Bitcoin per day, so they cannot sell as much Bitcoin that they were mining because they were mining less, and that's impacting how much revenue they're able to generate. And here we are with the bankruptcy filings. Furthermore, I just want to talk about the debt just really briefly. This is at the end of 2021. They were holding around, according to this, $818 million of debt. That's a heck of a lot of debt for a publicly traded Bitcoin miner. So, and considering that they're, the amount of Bitcoin that they mine, you know, you just do the math. It's hard to maintain business, especially when that is the cost of service, that debt is increasing. The environment has changed quite a bit in the past few months, and this is really impacting Core Scientific. And another red flag that came out is back in August, they cut 10% of their staff. Even though they did that, they still were anticipating they'll reach their hash rate projections of around 30 exahash per second by end of this year or beginning of next year. And they said that these staff cuts were surgical and didn't impact the operational performance of the Bitcoin miner. One thing to note is that they were mining Bitcoin at this time around 5 to 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour. That's gone up quite a bit, significantly. So in the span of just a few months, the cost of energy has gone up tremendously. And this is another thing that's impacting Core Scientific. And what Core Scientific did, they just last week, they increased the cost to have people host their equipment on, or hosting the hosting rates increase. So what I said is Core Scientific does the hosting business where they provide hosting services to other clients or to clients. Well, last week they increased the rates for that business. And remember, they were mining at 5 to 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour. Well, in this article, you'll see what happened in just a few short months. So they raised the cost of hosting to other machines, to other companies' machines, to just under 10 cents per kilowatt hour. And they say that with the price of Bitcoin suddenly hanging around 20,000 area, the boost cost will make it even more difficult for miners to break even. So it's going to make it that hosting, having somebody else like Core Scientific host their equipment, it's going to be very, very costly. And you may not even break even given the price of Bitcoin where it is right now, and the fact that they were increasing their costs per kilowatt hour. And Core Scientific has both a hosting and mining business with 22 exahash per second. And the company is actually losing money as of late on hosting operations according to its most recent earnings. They say increased power costs are passed through to customers. While the cost of power has been on the rise, we do expect power costs to decline again in the future. I don't know how they come to this, which will be reflected in our future rates. All units outside of the S19 XP, they go into negative gross margin territory at above 9 cents per kilowatt hour. And if they're charging their customers 10 cents per kilowatt hour, well, unfortunately, it's not going to be a profitable endeavor for their clients. And so I could see why companies that may not want to use Core Scientific moving forward, given the price of Bitcoin and the cost of the power that they're providing to their clients. Really interesting stuff. So, and I just want to state here before I just go on to my final thoughts. And I talked about the hash rate. If Core Scientific just ceases to exist, their 20 plus exahash per second no longer is hashing away. Doing the math and just looking at the chart here, this brings us back to somewhere around the September, maybe October, early October area. So Core Scientific, although it represents a great amount of hash rate with respect to one publicly traded Bitcoin miner, if that's wiped off the books, it's not going to be truly detrimental to the Bitcoin hash rate. It's only going to go back 1 month if you look at where we were in September in terms of hash rate. And we weren't in peril at that point of somebody performing a 51% attack. There's just a lot of equipment that's being scooped up and put online in the past month, a month and a half or so. And this is causing Core Scientific a heck of a lot of problems, because although they continue to deploy more capital to, or they had, into getting more equipment, everybody else seems to be doing the same, except they are doing it now in an environment where everything's cheap, and Core Scientific did it at a time, and they committed money at a time when the cost of ASICs were much higher, and they dedicated a large amount of debt towards that, and now servicing that debt is too much. What's going to happen from all this? I suspect Core Scientific is going to be chopped up. I suspect they're going to be selling a lot of their equipment moving forward, and the company may still continue to operate, but it will just be a shadow of its former self. Where's all that equipment going to be going to? I do not know. There is a lot of Bitcoin miners out there still with healthy balance sheets that maybe they want to scoop up cheap equipment, but do they want to do it? That's a question that remains to be seen. And I also hypothesize maybe there may be an opportunity here for a country to start picking up Bitcoin mining equipment. The United States has a heck of a lot of hydroelectric dams that are just not being used. They're inoperable right now. They're not generating electricity, or at least electricity that's usable. Why not plug in Bitcoin mining equipment as one way to make those dams usable again and start monetizing it? Another way to monetize something is flare gas. Oman in the Middle East has already started the process to start monetizing their flare gas and start using that for Bitcoin mining. There's other countries out there, Kuwait, Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, so many other countries that also flare their gas, and it's a simple way to monetize it. Well, why not start buying some of the equipment that's on sale from Core Scientific? Just hypothesizing, I could be wrong, but just something, food for thought more than anything else. It's going to be a very, very, very interesting few weeks, couple of months too, coming up with Core Scientific. But if you are a bag holder, my condolences, because it's been a rough ride and it's going to be even worse moving forward. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this rather doom and gloom episode. I don't know if I'll be doing an episode tomorrow. We'll see, depending on my schedule. So if not, have a wonderful weekend. And if I do see you tomorrow, well, we'll see what's transpiring. Maybe we'll have some good news for a change and not some more bad news. And the last thing I just want to say is I'm not a financial advisor, so I'm not shilling any financial advice. So make sure you do your own research before you do anything that I talk about in this show. And with that, take care.